understand what our sister just shared just a few moments ago, which is actually the focal point of the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I want to tell you the truth. Very few are actually there to listen to the voice of the Lord. That's why Jesus Christ says, how does Jesus Christ put it? Little flock, it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. There is a little flock. Amen.
Amen.
A little flock that listens to the Lord. A little flock that is able to perceive what the Lord is saying in this hour. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Our ability to receive from the Lord is what grants us entrance into God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to start off from the book of 1 John chapter 5. Now this is something we've read before, but I want us to meditate deeply on these words. 1 John chapter 5. Are we there?
Yeah.
Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Present tense. Present tense. The Son of God is come. The Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Praise God.
Amen.
This is the true God and eternal life. Now we're seeing the reason why Jesus Christ came to the earth. Why He's manifest. Because His coming is again and again. He's coming in you today.
Amen.
He has come in you. And He's doing a work in you right now.
Amen.
And that work is a work of illumination.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's awakening you to a reality that we all lost in the transgression. A reality that man has lost all awareness of. This reality was taken away by the thief and the robber. He comes to steal and to do what? To kill. That is the robber. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And Jesus Christ has come to undo the works of the devil.
Amen.
That is why the Bible says that He has come to do what? To give us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. Now, the reason to know them that is true, He says, Him, there's one. Praise God, there's one. Because as men were used to see many, many images, we see many forms, many images, but there's only one that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ has come to unveil the mystery of this one. And the greatest mystery of it all is that we are all part of that one.
Amen.
He has come to give us understanding that we are in
Him.
In Him.
Yeah.
He didn't come to make us to be in Him, eh? He came to make us understand that we are in
Him.
Him.
Hallelujah.
And this is the true God and what? Eternal life.
Oh, Jesus.
The Paul writes clearly that the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ. The totality of God dwells in Christ, the Son. So when you see Christ appear, you are actually seeing God.
walking upon the earth. Praise God.
Amen.
There's no separation between the Son and the Father. That's why Jesus Christ says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He says, I and the Father are one. I and God are one. And this was very offensive to the scribes and Pharisees. How can a man claim to be equal with God? A man with all his imperfection. I am sure Jesus did not have wings. He didn't have angel wings. Jesus, if he was here today, he would probably be in a jeans and in a leather jacket up here with us. He was an ordinary man. You see, all those images you've heard of Jesus, one man with a long hair, blue eyes, and the heart beating here, you know, and all that kind of stuff, these are imaginations we have, religious imaginations. You see, but he came to give us an understanding that we are in God.
Amen.
We are part and parcel of God's body. We are united with God in love eternally. But somebody says, how can this be? Amen. Somebody says, how can this be? How can this be with all the people suffering and all the misery we see in the world, the poverty, the sicknesses, the pain? Why can you say that God, we are one with God? You know what the problem is? In our minds. Praise God. There has been what they call a division in our minds. Satan had blinded the eyes of our understanding so that we lost all knowledge of this great reality that we had in God in the beginning. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And the gospel is here to restore this.
Amen.
True gospel. Gospel is not, the gospel is not about making you a better, a good man, or you know, a religious man. The gospel is to waken you back to the reality of the God nature in you. It's already present. Praise God. That is why when Lazarus will come out of the grave, first of all, in the grave you have a big stone, the tomb where Lazarus, you know Lazarus?
Yes.
Where Lazarus was buried in the book of John. There was a big stone at the mouth of the cave. First of all, that stone had to be removed first. And Jesus Christ called Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus comes forth. You can see he was blindfolded. Now you know inside the cave is already dark. Have you been inside a cave before?
Yes.
A cave is very dark. But inside in the cave, he still had, you know, a handkerchief, you know, covering the face. And he was bound with the hands and in the feet. And he came out. And Jesus Christ says, loosen him. This is the veil that has been placed over our minds, our comprehension, so that we lost every single trace of reality. And we have lived lives as vagabonds upon the earth, far away from the presence of God, far away from the reality of that sweet fellowship we have with God. Praise God! There is one body.
Amen.
When God says, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, in Genesis chapter 1, it was actually God's body. God wants to enter into this world and what? Enjoy this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God himself manifesting himself as a man in this age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what Paul calls the mystery of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh, seen by men and angels, and taken back up into the glory. Hallelujah. When you see a man upon the earth, know for sure you are not just seeing anything. You are seeing the majesty of God walking upon the earth. Never look down on any man, never look on the outer appearance of a man, even on the behavior of a man. Praise God. You see a drunkard on the street, or you see somebody wayward, degraded, living a degraded life. See, if you are very spiritual and you can discern, you still know that there is something still in that man.
Amen.
That is hidden from that man at that moment. Praise God.
Amen.
That man, no matter how bad his condition, when he begins to hear the saint of God, when he begins to hear the voice of the master, because Jesus Christ says the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear my voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they shall arise from the grave. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the time comes for that man, the Bible says every man according to his order. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the right time comes, that person hears the voice of the Spirit, he will wake him back to reality.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when you are waking back into reality, you begin to know that you are one with God in love. All that the Father has is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's desire is to bring you out of hell, bring you out of the pit, bring you out of the miry clay, get you out of that dark cave where there is absolutely no knowledge. He wants to get you out of that place and bring you back into the light. Hallelujah. Into the light, so that you can reign once more in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God generated man in the beginning, it is written, all power, all dominion, let him reign over all, let him rule over all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is you in Christ. It's a corporate body, one body, many members. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
One body, many members. Two things that to become one body, many members, you enter into church and you gather like sardine in church. That's not what it means. It's a spiritual union.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You can be two or three here, but you are united with a celestial body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even as I'm speaking here, you need to hear what they are saying in the spirit.
Amen.
You need to see jubilation in the spirit. Hallelujah. You need to see tongues, movement in the spirit. Hallelujah. I preached in a place before, and people, they come from another place before and ask, what is happening? That God is showing them that something is happening.
Hallelujah.
Because in the spirit realm, things, people are hearing, people are being healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So what does he say? He says that all dominion and all power, everything that is God, rests in this body of Christ. Hallelujah. And God wants us to realize that we are part of that body.
Amen.
These are things that we are forgotten.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
These are things we are forgotten. We are forgotten that we are actually the embodiment of the living God upon the earth. And he says it here, he has come to give us an understanding.
Amen.
That we are in him. Hallelujah. This is the true God and eternal life.
Amen.
It's close here. Because this is the true God and what eternal life. Because there is nothing like a man down here and God somewhere in the sky. We are all interwoven in them. In that one spirit which we call Christ today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Now I'm going to go back to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Are you there?
Yes.
Now these are the verses our sister just read. You will need to see these are the last prayers of Jesus, and definitely Jesus Christ was trying to reveal the heartbeat of the Father for every man upon the earth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What is the heartbeat of the Father? We are going to hear something today, and let us be open our hearts to hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 1. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son what? May glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, Look at what eternal life is. That they may know thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Praise God. Now, when you read these things like this, you cannot understand these things with a natural mind. Jesus Christ told the disciples, there are some things I want to tell you, but you cannot understand them now. You cannot receive them now. But when the Holy Spirit will come, he will lead you into all truth. Because at that point in time, these men were always still good men, trying to be good, trying to be followed after Jesus Christ as nice men, good men, who obey the Ten Commandments. You know, Hebrew nice guys, you know. And they were just following Jesus as disciples, but they were not really comprehending the words of Jesus. They didn't understand what Jesus Christ says, go into the world and baptize people into my name. Baptizing them into the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. He was speaking a spiritual language. When he says they shall pick up serpents with their hands, he was speaking a spiritual language. He says he was speaking a language that they themselves, the disciples, could not have understood then. See, but you can see later on, as they progress, you can see that their letters change. The disciples, the way they spoke, changed. Because the Holy Ghost was working in them. They began to understand the mystery of the will of God. If you see the letters of Peter, you see Peter had matured.
Yes.
Peter was speaking about great, great mysteries. Peter was speaking about the divine life of God. But Peter could never speak those things when Jesus was with him. If you see Paul and the letters Paul wrote, even John, you will see that these people, they have been transformed when they wrote those letters because they were illumined by the Holy Ghost. They now began to reason in a higher way. When God says, baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, it's simply your initiation back into that reality that you are in the Father God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
See, it's not about putting people in the water and saying, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And people say, amen. Hallelujah. Religious people will become religious and carnal. And God is not angry anyway. God is not angry because it's just normal. All of us were all fashioned in this world. We all grew in the systems of men. But now the light is shining. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are beginning to understand the truth. Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ was speaking in a mysterious language here. Praise God. He says, thou hast given him power over all flesh. What is flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Flesh is the dead, is the realm of the dead. Flesh and blood is the realm of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh profited nothing. The spirit is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is the realm of all men walking. Do you know our transgression as men? Yes, we became flesh and blood. That's our transgression. God did not make you to walk as flesh and blood. Every problem you have today is what? Because you are walking in the false identity. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
You see, the flesh and blood, when you see the serpent in the garden, the snake in the garden, it talks of the carnal mind. You see the snake crawling on the dust. You see, when you look at the natural world, you're actually seeing the invisible thoughts of God being made manifest in natural. So when people read stories like the Garden of Eden, there's nothing like a garden somewhere and some bunch of naked people running up and down in the garden. Amen. All those wild, wild imaginations we used to have. You see, somebody with a leaf running, you know, and going to take a tree, you know. An apple, you know. And people even added apple. It was never an apple. It was just a fruit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Wild imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are actually parables of you and I. When you see a parable of the Garden of Eden, God is telling you how you lost your power. It's a parable of how you lost your power, how you fell out of glory. Praise God. And if you listen to the messages to the church, the seven messages to the seven churches, you can see that God is trying to return you back to the Garden of Eden. See, which is not actually a garden somewhere in the Middle East. You see archaeologists and people go around to the Middle East looking for years, looking for the Garden of Eden. You see, but God, that's not what God means. Hallelujah. It's a realm. It's a state you can get to a perfect peace when you are aligned with the Spirit of God. If you know that I and the Father are one, you don't even need a dime in your account. If you are worked on this reality, I've experienced it. You see flashes, anything you want come to pass.
Yes. That's true.
He says, in that day, anything you ask in my name, it shall be done. And you know the mistake we've made? We've been praying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I want this. In the name of Jesus. No, that's not what he meant. He says, in my name, you have to wake up in the name of the Lord. Thou that sleeps in the dust, awake. When you are awake, it's the Lord that appears.
Amen.
It's the Lord of glory that appears when you are awake.
Jesus.
Do you know that? Somebody said, me, the Lord of glory. The Bible says that there are two men. The one who is terrestrial, earthly. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there's one who is earthly, terrestrial, carnal, of the dust. That is the inglorious man of the flesh. And that man cannot inherit what? God's kingdom. That man is weak, inglorious. That man actually abides, alienated from the life of God. He's cut off from the life of God. That is man in the transgression. When he says dust you are, dust you return, he's speaking about your descent into mortality, your descent into becoming flesh and blood. It's a system and it's continuous. Some people keep carrying on and on and on, and it's a bottomless pit. And the more you go, the more the misery and the sorrow, and the more you feel that God is separate from you. The greatest torment, sort of pain and torment, is that men think that God is far away from them. See, have you heard of the story of Lazarus and the rich man?
Yeah.
You see, there was a gulf. You know that gulf between the rich man and Lazarus in the bosom of the Father? That gulf is what? Is that sense of separation that people see. You think you can't reach God. You think that God is infinite, except you are a sinner. You know this sense of being a sinner? You know it's a lie. That's why Paul calls it the deceitfulness of sin. When you think that you are a sinner, that you are unworthy of the glory of God, everything works for you. Praise God.
Amen.
That is the lie of the devil. Because in your true state, you are one with God in love. And he has come to give you understanding.
Amen.
This understanding is like a key.
Thank you, Jesus.
That will open the door into God's world. The God's realm, and you can start right now to operate in that dimension.
Amen.
Right now. It's not tomorrow when you die.
Amen.
It's not tomorrow when something happens in Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's not tomorrow when a prophecy is fulfilled. Because there's a lot of lies around today. A lot of lies. People are waiting for something to happen in the sky. Something will happen, and when it happens, then something will happen. Nothing will happen. All that can happen for you now is to hear the voice of the Spirit now. While it is today, while it's today, if you can hear the voice of the Spirit, you hearken, obey the voice, hearken, and enter into your rest. Right now, your rest is in the garden of God. Your rest is in realizing this great mystery that I and the Father are one. Your rest is knowing eternal life. Your rest is to know Jesus Christ,
amen,
which is the body of God.
Amen.
This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, amen, and Jesus whom they have sent. Now people think that he's speaking of a historical Jesus. People think that he's speaking of Jesus that was born in a manger.
The history.
That if you know him, that you are, that's eternal. That's not eternal life.
Jesus.
See, Jesus Christ manifested in that body just to show the mystery of godliness. Jesus Christ is not flesh and blood. Jesus Christ was not born. That's why he says before Abraham was, I am. He's not born.
Amen.
And when you are awake, you will know that you two are not born.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You've always been in God. That's why Jesus Christ says, if you go down in front of he says that they have been with me from the beginning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. When the sister shared that thing today, she said, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with thee before this world was. You know what this world means? The world means darkness. The world means ignorance. The world means separation from God. The world, when you are a Gentile, it means that you are separated from God. From God, that's what it means to be a Gentile. That's why Paul says, do not walk as the Gentiles who walk in the vanity of their minds. being who are alienated from the life of God. Those are the Gentiles. That is the world. Praise God. And you are being taken out of the world because you are no longer the world.
Yes.
You who hear this message.
Thank you.
You are working toward a new reality today.
Yeah.
You are not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey.
Calm down. Eh? Don't rock the boat, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know when you come, you get understand babies. Babies are babies. I understand, but tomorrow. Okay, we'll move on. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he says, where was I? Huh? What was I talking about?
Coming back.
Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So the Lord is trying to get his people back into their place in God.
Amen.
Eternal life. See, is to know Jesus Christ, whom we are sent. Is to know the body of Christ. Knowing it not just by knowledge, but by experiencing it.
Hallelujah.
Paul says that I may know him. You're not trying to know anybody in the sky. First of all, you must understand the mystery of Christ and that you are a part of the body of Christ. It's, we are all one. We are one individual. You know that? There's no brother Samuel. There's no brother Samuel. There's no brother Daniel. There's no sister Lucky. See, there's no brother Bobby. Wait, you can put that thing like a cloth in this world, just to kind of identify in this world. But all those things don't exist. There's only one. One body, one mind. See, and when we all awake, you see, there's an awakening. When we come more aligned, that's why it says the intention is to bring us to the unity of the faith.
Hallelujah.
And the unity of the faith is one body, one Lord, one God, one Spirit, one Father who is above, through, and in you all. That's just one. There's no other person apart from the Lord. And that is the way you can enter into eternal life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You cannot enter into eternal life as a good man.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't enter into eternal life as, you know, as a, what do you call it, a religious Christian, a good Christian.
God bless you.
You can't. Just forget it. You're not wasting your time. I've told you today. It's a waste of time. You see, you only be outside the door, you know, of the gates of the city. Never, never, never entering into life. Praise God. Amen. So this is eternal life, to know you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ prays, Father, glorify me with thyself.
Amen.
You know, it's a very, very heavy statement.
Yes.
You know what that means? Oh, praise God. Because Jesus, you know what the death that Jesus Christ, the true death that Jesus Christ tasted? It's not really the cross, eh? He's coming down into flesh. He tasted of the lowliness of the flesh, life in the flesh. He tasted of that sensation, fear of death, fear, temptation. Peter was tempted. Jesus was tempted. Why? Because he tasted of the lowly life of flesh. He too had fear of death.
Yes.
Why? Because he tasted of life in the flesh. He sensed that same separation from God that we all are sensing. We think we are flesh and blood. That's why we fight day and night to keep our lives. We think we are losing something. We are so oriented to this system. And we have lost out on all reality. Praise God. But right now, thank God, because the word is coming once more to awaken the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, glorify me with the glory I have with you before this ignorance came around, this world where there is no knowledge. Before I found myself, you know, sensing myself separate from you. Glorify me once more with yourself, God, Father. Of course, I showed you in the book of Revelation images, visions of people who are in the New Jerusalem, people who enter into God's kingdom. All of them had the name of the Father written upon their foreheads. Glorify me. That is your glorification. You are awakening back to your spiritual identity in God. purely immaterial, infinite, awaken into that reality of your infinite life in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glorify me with thyself. This is the same path for every man of God. Eh?
Yes.
Every child of God must follow that same path.
Amen.
Back into glory. Everybody.
Amen.
The same way Jesus Christ ascended is the same way we are ascended. We are ascending today. Hallelujah. Of course, we're not talking about a physical ascension. Those are allegories. God demonstrated these things to teach us mysteries. When you see Jesus being lifted up physically into heaven and into a cloud and was taken away, those are allegories to teach us about our glorification. See, these are mysteries that cannot be understood by the natural mind. And you know, when Jesus Christ was taken up, you had people, disciples who were there looking in the sky, looking to the sky, and they got lost. You are still looking in the sky, and two angels appeared and tapped them. Say, what are you looking for? That the Jesus you are looking for is not there. He has no such thing there. Hallelujah. Stop looking to the skies. Amen. Look, listen to what the Spirit is saying now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus Christ never said, blessed is he who looks to the sky. He says, rather, blessed is he who can hear what the Spirit is saying. The Spirit is reminding you of divinity in you. The Spirit is reminding you of the glory in you. The Spirit is reminding you of your glorious self, things forgotten in the graveyard of what? Of humanity. You know this world is grave? It's a grave?
Yes.
It's a graveyard. Hallelujah. That's why God today is breathing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Upon these graves. So that those graves, people from their graves will begin to arise.
Amen.
Just like Ezekiel, the vision of Ezekiel. God breathed through Ezekiel. And what happened?
Dry bones
came together. Hallelujah. And people came to life. And the Bible says that God promised that he would gather his people back to Mount Zion. This is the world today. It doesn't matter whether you are rich, whether you are poor. It doesn't matter whether you are head of state or you are a president. It doesn't matter whether you have all the churches, the whole world is a graveyard. Coffins. You know, white sepulchres, you know, they all painted outside looking very fine and colorful, but this is what the realm of what? The dead. Dead. And it's very, very, I saw it. God showed me these things. I'm telling you, it's true. Even places where you see, so they look so glorious outwardly, nothing. It's the realm of the dead. See, there was one religious figure, I don't want to mention names. A religious figure who died some years ago, and you know, he was all over the news, and there were thousands who gathered at the funeral, and the Lord showed me that, he showed me the coffins, that even the people who were mourning him were all dead. It is the dead that want to bury the dead. See, all this is the same as what? Nothing. In the sight of God is what? Nothing. It's a bucket of what? Dust. Isaiah calls it what? A bucket of dust. Vanity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank God the hour comes when those who hear the voice begin to hear it.
Amen.
The breath of God, which is the Holy Ghost, is being breathed on us today.
Amen.
And as you hear it, you are working what? Back to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what will the Holy Ghost do for you? To teach you the deep things of God. So that you no more begin to reason like a beast, a natural beast. But you need to reason like what? A child of God. A spiritually minded person. Only by the spiritual mind can you enter into life. To be carnally minded is what?
Is
death. That is the serpent. Serpent mind. To be carnally minded is what? Is death. Praise God. So thank God, he says what? Father, glorify me with the glory I have with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. This is the power of the Holy Ghost working in us today.
Amen.
Glorify me with what? The glory I had with you before this world was. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glorify me with yourself. Like the prodigal son, everybody has to return back to the Father.
Yes.
Now you are returning back to your Father. It doesn't mean you are going to return to somebody separate from you. Your awakening is in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. Your awakening is in God.
Amen.
When you awaken, you discover you don't exist. Hallelujah. All our struggle, vain glory. I am better than this. This one is holy. I'm holier than that. This one is that. All this is just in our minds. Our bitterness, our anger, our hate. It's all vanity. When we awake, you will discover that there's one. The Bible, the psalmist says that when I awake, I shall awake in your likeness. Praise God. We are seeing the whole pieces. Paul says that what? God will become what? All in all. And God becomes what? All in all. That is the end of the whole thing we are looking at here. God becomes all in all. Everything that is carnal in us is burnt away by the revelation truth. Hallelujah. Just listen to this word of God. Listen to this message day and night. I'm telling the truth. You don't need anybody to tell you what is good or right.
It's true.
You don't need anybody to chase you and be peeping at you. You don't need to. Just sit down and listen to these messages. I tell you the truth. Your life will be changed.
Amen.
You will never be the same again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know our pastor friend, which I respect very much, I admire him very much. You know, when you see this people outwardly, he looks like a perfect example. A perfect example, a pastor I've known for childhood, very, very perfect. When he came in contact with these messages, he told me, everything I ever knew has been burnt up. He gave me the impression that it's not as it looked. Forget that. He gave me the impression that the holiness and everything outwardly is just fake. Just forget it. That's what Jesus Christ says, is that outwardly they look very, very, very good. But inward is full of lust, bitterness, hate, greed, fornication, murder, lust, everything here. It's a bottomless pit out of which flows an endless stream of iniquity in all carnal men. See, but the end of all flesh has come.
Amen.
Remember the days of Noah? The Bible says that in the days of Noah, it was in the heart of man continuously to do evil. Continuously. And God said in his heart that the end of all flesh has come. And every flesh shall come to its end. Hallelujah. This last day, as they begin to hear the voice of the trumpet.
Amen.
Everything that is flesh is burnt up. Destroyed forever.
Amen.
Consumed by the knowledge of the Lord and the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And every man begins to rediscover himself in the glory of God. You can walk upon this earth in this great reality. It's true. Hallelujah. I made terrible mistakes. You know, when God showed me 17 years ago, first of all, the first thing I did was to run away. See, and when you try to run away from God, it can be difficult to get back. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I always warn people, just mind what you are doing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mind what you do, because when you lose fellowship with God, it's a terrible thing. Hallelujah. That is the sensation of hell. That is the sensation, that is the torment. Amen.
Amen.
That makes everything fruitless for you. Things don't work out anymore. When you think God is against you, when you think you are not pleasing God, everything begins to go like this. You know, you begin to think that God has left you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When Jesus Christ looked at the sheep, the multitudes, he had compassion upon them. He said they look like what? Sheep without a shepherd. That is the view of, that's the state of every man who does not know this great mystery of this oneness in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to wake up to this day by day. Hallelujah. Loving one another. Respecting one another. Amen. If I meet a brother or sister out there, I'm not just meeting anybody. Like I said, it's a holy encounter. Amen. I'm meeting right here with the image and likeness of God. Praise God. And Jesus Christ knew this mystery. That's why he would wash the feet of his disciples. Jesus Christ knelt down to wash the feet of his disciples. You don't have to do that religiously. What was Jesus demonstrating? He knew what man was made of. You know, Peter tried to stop him. No, how can a master, how can you master do this to us? Because washing the feet was the lowest form of servanthood in the Hebrew tradition. That means you are a total slave, a servant. To wash the feet is the lowest thing you can do, to wash the feet of somebody. See, but this Peter tried to stop Jesus. Don't do this, you are our master. And Jesus told him that you can't understand now. Later, you will understand. Because Jesus Christ was seeing God in them. Jesus Christ was seeing the temple of God. See, if our eyes are open, we'll stop, we will not see any imperfection in each other. We'll be seeing the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But of course, at times we still get angry, we do some things, but you just quickly get yourself back in order.
Exactly.
Well, you recover quickly before the devil gets you. Amen. Because when you mess up like that, the devil will need to later say, man, I thought you said you are going somewhere. Where are you going? Come back. You are one of us. Amen.
Amen.
And if you are not wise, you will be there for some years. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you have to just, you know, grow in love, grow in harmony, fellowship with one another. When we stumble, we confess our faults to one another. Don't be like nothing to be. Paul said, let us not lie to one another. Mm-hmm. You know what it means to lie?
Giving impression.
To give an impression that. To say that you are not members of each other is a lie. Mm-hmm. To say that we are anything apart from Christ is a lie.
God bless you.
You say we should not lie to one another. See, so there's nothing to be proud. There's no vain glory. We are just one. Just love. Love has to reign. Love, we have to grow in love and in that unity. Jesus Christ says, by this they shall know you as my disciples, when you love one another. Because our oneness is divine.
Amen.
Our oneness is not something that we are working out by physically. It's something that is come to us to stay. It's a revelation that we are one. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up showing you something. Go quickly, book of Daniel. I don't want to show you that eternal life made manifest in the flesh. Daniel, I have to look for myself, so just be patient. Daniel, what is it? Daniel chapter. I'll be there in a moment. Okay, but the saints are taken in their hands. Can somebody see where Daniel met with the messenger of God? Daniel chapter. No, he met with the messenger of God whose appearance was. Okay, I'll get it. Just 1 minute. He's telling of Daniel was by after 5. Okay, yes. Okay, Daniel chapter 10. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to show you here because God, like I told you, everything you see in this book called the Bible is actually a pointer to the mystery of Christ. Everything from Genesis to Revelation. Everything. It's all speaking about your return to glory. That's all. You see it? And then Daniel meets with a messenger of God, and I want to show you the mystery behind this messenger here. Daniel chapter 10 verse 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in what?
Linen,
whose loins were girded with fine gold of coopers. His body also was like a bear, and his face as the appearance of what? Of lightning. And his eyes as lamps of fire. Praise God. And his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass. And the voice of his word like the voice of what?
A multitude.
Another version says a crowd. Praise God. Now I'll stop there. I just wanted to show us something. This is the same image of the Alpha and the Omega. If you go to the book of Revelation chapter 1, when the Alpha and the Omega appears, it appears in this same format. Praise God. And like I told you, there's nobody, you will not see anybody in the sky like this. You will not go to the sky and see somebody with, you know, speaking with many voices or with eyes like fire. These are allegories. You know what an allegory is?
Yes.
An allegory is something that is presented to you in the form of a parable. Amen? Something that is presented to you what? In the form of what? A parable. Praise God. And what Daniel was actually seeing here, he was seeing you. Somebody say, what do you mean? He was seeing the body of Christ. See, that body, that made those many voices, is the voice of many waters. Is the voice of a multitude speaking with the same voice, the same tongue. I wrote a book on this, and it was widely read. In fact, the people, the commentaries that came for that one, you know, I call that one our true image in Eden, and I spoke about this appearance of the body to Daniel, and it's actually the body of Christ. Praise God. Why is God always showing this body? It appeared to Daniel also. When Daniel saw the glory of God, Daniel was hearing, the Bible says he was hearing a voice like an army, speaking from the glory of God. When he now sees Jesus in the book of Revelation chapter 1, his voice was like what? Many waters. These waters are nations, storms, people who are redeemed back into Christ. Hallelujah. Speaking with what? One voice. Single-mindedness. One mind, and that is the mind of Christ. And what does Paul say? Let this mind be you. That was what? In Christ Jesus. Let that mind. How many minds?
One.
One mind. There are not two minds here. Let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. And you know what that mind says? I am equal with God. People, when people hear this, they are shocked.
Yes.
I remember I went to one church in Nigeria. They invited me to preach. And these are people, elders, who have been preaching the gospel for years.
Oh my God.
I opened a simple verse in the Bible to show them. I saw them looking again. I saw the one with glasses, putting on their glasses to look. What they were saying is that this thing was been here all these years, they never saw it. Paul says, let this mind, let it be. It's a charge to the saints. Let this mind, which was in Christ Jesus, let it be in you. He taught it not robbery to be what? Equal with God. To be one with God. He knew he was one with God. Let that mind operate as God. No more operate as human beings. No more operate as carnal creatures of the dust. Creatures of lust. Slaves to corruption. Arise higher from the dust and begin to walk as sons of God. Praise God. You are God's. Did I write it? You are gods. You are what? Children of what? The Most High. Did I write it?
No. Nobody.
Even Jesus quoted the same scriptures to the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus Christ told them, isn't it written in your Bible that you are gods? He was telling them that you are gods. The same people that crucified him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The same people that crucified him, he told them that the kingdom of God is in you. Because they asked him, how does the kingdom of God appear? How does the kingdom of God what? Appear? And he told them about the kingdom of God that you are looking for is in you. These are the same people that killed him. So you can see God is not, truth is truth. Nothing can change truth. Praise God. We are called to awaken to this mystery today, brethren. Knowing eternal life is to know Christ, is to know the body of God, is to know that we are in Him. That is eternal life. This is a mystery that can never be taken away from you. Heaven and earth may pass away, the body may pass away, things may change, But this reality is forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are joint heirs with Christ in a kingdom that is without end. Because yesterday at the seminar, I spoke about the promise of the Son of God, that he shall what? Inherit a throne that is forever, and his kingdom shall be for what? Forever. That is you. We have a kingdom that can never pass away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything. Now we are here today. This is 2013 December. We are here today in a hall in Milan. Praise God. Who knows whether this building will be here in the next few years? Who knows what will happen here tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
See? Who knows? Maybe we will take over the whole place. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody knows what will happen. But there is something that cannot change. I and the Father are one. It is the body of Christ, incorruptible, imperishable, immutable in the heavens forever. Know this mystery. Enter into this mystery. Praise God. This is the will of God for you. God wants you to know this secret, that we are all one in Him.
Amen.
In that day they shall know that they are in me and I am in them. This is the will of God. To recognize it for yourself. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Gloria a Dio.
Hallelujah.